107.9.
Hey, what's happening, brother? What's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Yeah. Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
All right, good morning, Jacksonville. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm your co-host, Jarmin Leitner, with First Thursday Jacksonville, president of First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services. And joining us in the studio, welcome back, Dr. Danforth with the Jacksonville Urban League. And joining us on the line is Larry Williams, who's traveling. He gets to travel so much. Oh, my goodness. Must be wonderful. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, co-host Dominic and Doc. And it's so good to be heard again. You know, it's always good to be seen, but it's still good to be heard. So happy Saturday, Jacksonville. Good morning, Duval. And, you know, we have some special guests in the studio this morning, who we'll introduce a little bit later on. And you know, I don't know how the weather is there, but I'm up in Seattle. It's cold, so... trying to warm up.
It's getting cooler here. That's probably why I was losing my voice a little bit, the change in the weather, but it's getting better. Yesterday was pretty bad. it's a little bit better.
Well, we call this football weather. And of course, we've got the Georgia and Florida fans in town since you've been away and since the teams are coming in town, they actually clean up Union and State Street. I came back and
That's all it took.
It took was Georgia, Florida to come to town and they clean up the place. You know, my goodness.
How about that, then?
Let's
welcome all the guests, out-of-town guests, and I hope that you're enjoying the Empowerment Hour this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about a lot of things going on in Jacksonville, including the Georgia-Florida game. But, you know, we're also going to focus on diabetes, and we're having a summit this coming Thursday at the Salem Center. And I want to thank the Salem Center and Praise 107.9 for helping sponsor the Diabetes Summit, and we'll talk more about that throughout the show, and also this proportionate effect that diabetes has and is having on the African-American population. So, Doc, you were getting ready to chime in here.
Well, sure. We have so much to talk about this morning, but I want our audience to know that I just returned from South Africa. And
yay, welcome back.
Yeah, you know, to the homeland, you know, have an opportunity to visit Cape Town, Johannesburg, Port Elizabeth, which is named now Mandela Bay, and of course Robben Island. I had an opportunity to visit South Africa along with my wife, who is the city's representative for Sister Cities. So we have a Sister Cities there in Mandela Bay, which is mm-hmm. Port Elizabeth. And so all in all, it was great. We'll talk more about it on next week. But
absolutely.
Yeah, just want to mention, got back this week, and I see we've had, we're up to 84 homicides as of October of this year. We're praying and that we won't reach the number that we had last year. I found out that one of our local leaders here in the city, son, was murdered up in Atlanta over the weekend. So, you know, our condolences go out to him. So with that, we'll come back and talk about how divided America is when you look at the polls and when you the rhetoric that's in this country, and of course the bomber, fortunately the mega, what do you call it, MAGA bomber, you know, that's a new term for me, but the MAGA bomber was apprehended, and that's a good thing, because he had dropped off about 14 bombs, incineration devices, to various leaders in our community, particularly most of them, I believe, are African Americans.
Really?
Yeah. So it should be seen as viewed as a hate crime, and so the courts would deal with that. So, Jarman, tell us what's going on with all your guests. We've got some very capable people here.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about diabetes because we have our event coming up.
Right.
In November is Diabetes Awareness Month nationally, and then we're going to also locally declare Jacksonville as Diabetes Education and Awareness Month. So we have Darlene James, who is a nurse practitioner, and she's a part of the Potter's House International Ministry, Healthcare Ministry, and so we welcome her. She's
go Potter's House.
Good morning, Potter's
House. Yeah. Get over there and get those collard greens.
That's right.
Neck bones.
I know.
Look, wait, all the things that diabetics probably can't eat.
Well, moderation.
Moderation, okay.
No salt. No
moderation.
Salt.
Okay. Absolutely. We can season other ways.
What'd you say, Larry?
I'm hoping to die. I mean, I hope the Potter's House has some diet.
It doesn't have to be bland food, correct?
Absolutely.
The first thing y'all hollering about is collard greens.
That's what tastes good. So,
that's right.
So we're going to just talk about what diabetes is and some of the causes of it and the symptoms so that, you know, our listeners are aware of, you know, the symptoms of it and what they can do to take care of diabetes if they do have it. And so, Darlene, I'm just going to start with, what is diabetes? You know, is it just one type of diabetes, or are there several types of diabetes?
No, we have diabetes type 1 and we have diabetes type 2. Diabetes type 1 used to be referred to as juvenile diabetes because it manifested itself very early in age. Mm-hmm. However, over time, we're learning that diabetes type 1 can show up at an older age.
Okay.
Is that sugar diabetes?
That's what they call it. That's what the older...
We used to call it sugar diabetes.
No, let me not say older. Our more seasoned... our more seasoned people call it, sugar diabetes. They say I'm sweet.
Okay. So
type 1, it shows up very early, and now we're finding that it can actually show up later on in life, 20s, 30s, or what have you. So we stopped calling it juvenile diabetes, and that's the inability of the body to produce any insulin. We have to use exogenous insulin, meaning insulin that we introduce into the body to help regulate the blood sugar. Type 2 diabetes, and you normally know very early on, or there's something going on with the body when you have type 1. Type 2 is more so targeted because it has a lot to do with our lifestyle.
Okay.
Usually the body has, it has an issue with the way we use our food to fuel us with type 2 diabetes. Usually the body breaks down food into what we call glucose. That glucose goes into our cells via help of insulin, and it fuels the body, it gives us energy, and that's what keeps us healthy. Well, with type 2 diabetes, we have an issue with how we get that blood sugar into that glucose into the cells, because we're not making enough insulin to do that. We have an issue with our insulin. What's going on is the body's not using it correctly, or it's not producing enough insulin to get that blood sugar into our cells to do what we need to do. So that's why we target so much type 2, because we're not having a healthy lifestyle.
And when you say healthy lifestyle, that's in reference to how we eat as well as exercising for both of us?
The way we exercise. Are we inactive? You know, and when we say exercise, we don't want to always think immediately, I don't have a gym membership.
Right.
Just getting out walking. Mm-hmm. Do we walk? Do we lift weights in the house, little small weights? Mm-hmm. Are we sitting around all the time? Because believe it or not, inactivity is a big contributor to diabetes. Yes. You're not getting out there, getting the heart pumping, getting that blood flowing. You know, so exercise is huge. Exercise actually helps to keep the blood sugar down.
Sounds like me when I'm mopping the floor. That's exercise.
That's exercise.
These house duties.
That's right. Get out there, work in the yard. That's exercise. And you're right.
And like you said, you know, being inactive, I know my grandmother, when she had her knee surgery, she became inactive. And as a result of that, she did develop diabetes. Yes, she did, mm-hmm. because she couldn't, I mean, she was sat most of the day. She cooked sitting, mm-hmm. cut up, prepped sitting. I mean, she couldn't even stand anymore. So she gained weight, and then she did develop diabetes. But she was able to maintain it. In spite of cooking, you know, peach cobbler and sweet potatoes and fried corn and all this.
You need to cut it out. Larry, you hear this?
Look, she exercised portion control very well. She exercised portion control. She did. And she was able to live with it.
I don't even have a donut
here. But that's true. She's very correct. Portion control is huge, and moderation is also very important. You know, we can eat those things, but we want to do it in moderation. Instead of eating it 7 days a week or 4 days a week, let's break it down to one or two, you know.
Or 2 days a week. All right, well, we're going to continue this conversation with our guest, with Darlene, and then we're going to bring in Anna, who's a registered dietitian, to talk more about diabetes. And we just want to give God the glory. We're going to take a music break because God is good. Thank
God
you for
is good
to
all
the Empowerment
time.
Hour.
Amen.
I can attest to that.
0.9.
I can't hear y'all for some reason. Ring! life, you're still saying, oh. Your life doesn't match this declaration. You're still saying, because it doesn't matter what I'm going through, he's still. What I'm going through may not be good to me, but it's good for me. Because we know that all things work together for good.
All right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm your co-host, Jarmin Leitner, in the studio with Dr. Danford. And joining us on the line is Larry Williams. And we also have two special guests, Darlene James, who is a nurse practitioner, as well as Anna Young, who's a registered dietitian. And we're talking about diabetes and to just kind of kick off and get ready for the Diabetes Education and Awareness event that is coming up on First Thursday. That's November 1st at 5:30 p.m. at the Salem Center. And November is Diabetes Awareness Month. So we're going to continue the conversation about diabetes and the importance of maintaining a healthy lifestyle if you are living with diabetes. So, Darlene, before the break, we talked about what type 2 and type 1 diabetes are, as well as some of the, I guess, the causes of it. So what are some of the symptoms if people, you know, they just don't know if they have it? They could be walking around with it. So what are some of the symptoms that they may experience that should prompt them to go to the doctor?
Okay. Not only do I want to emphasize the symptoms, but there are certain ethnic backgrounds that should be should understand that they have a higher prevalence.
Okay.
You
here
know
we
it's
go.
Coming.
Here
yes.
Okay.
Get ready. And number one, yes, African Americans. I love my people, but we number one.
Yeah. You hear that, Lara?
Yeah.
Yeah. We always number one.
We're number one.
Except making money.
We the sweet. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have to go there.
He didn't have to go there, did he?
Not only African Americans, but Hispanics, Native Americans, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders.
Wait. White people don't have diabetes?
They have it, but we're higher prevalence. We are higher prevalence.
And it's very disproportionate.
Yes,
as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, stop it. But when we talk about symptoms, sometimes you can be asymptomatic. You can feel great. That's why we encourage you to go to the doctor, get your blood work done on a regular basis, go have your eyes checked. These are ways that we can determine diabetes. We can find out if you have it. But if you have some symptoms, what you want to look out for is excessive urination, having to run to the bathroom a lot. These are these together, not one symptom, but these collectively.
What about swelling in the legs?
Well, that can be many things. That can be many things. You know, you could have a vascular issue, or you can have just issues with your lymphatic system as far as those fluids getting in and out of cell like they're supposed to. But a collective, what we call the triad, you want to look for excessive thirst, excessive urination. You want to look for excessive hunger. You're eating and you're still hungry. You know, these things together, you want to look for blurred vision. Blurred vision can be one of those things. Extreme fatigue. Why? Because that blood sugar is not getting into those cells to fuel you. You want to look for cuts and bruises that heal very slowly. Diabetics, they don't heal as fast as others. Tingling, numbness, pain in the hands or the feet. Your feet are a big issue with diabetes. That's why
I need to get checked. How do you get checked? Because sometimes I have some of those symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So should I see my doctor? They're saying I don't have diabetes, but maybe I should go back.
Absolutely. You want to do your regular checkups. They do regular blood work. We're looking at the hemoglobin A1C. We're looking at your triglycerides. We're looking at all of these things. You want to do that on a regular basis. And we have what they call pre-diabetes, where you can actually tip the scales back into your healthy favor. If you're going on a regular basis getting checked and your numbers are climbing at that point, lifestyle is what we're going to promote so that you can tip the scales back into your favor. Get off of that pre-diabetic borderline diabetes is what they used to call it, borderline. Get off of that, you know, that line and get back over into healthy. So it's very important that you get checked on a regular basis, please.
Now, is it, excuse me, are people who have other disorders, I guess, like high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Does that create a higher risk for you to get diabetes?
Absolutely.
High cholesterol, high blood pressure. So all of that can kind of work.
Over the age of 45, overweight, some of our pregnant ladies with the larger babies, mm-hmm. which we call macrosomic babies, mm-hmm. yes, they are at risk.
Hold on. Macrosomic?
Macrosomic. The big babies.
The big babies.
You know, the big, how many pounds you want? How many pounds did you weigh when you came out? Did you contribute that to your mom? Did you give her a risk factor?
No, we didn't eat enough for me to be a big baby.
I grew up in Georgia.
Oh, well, hello. Corn-fed babies. My family did, too. So, yes, that's where we get all these hips and things. I'm telling you, that's where we get the hips and all that. Georgia Ooh, women.
Okay, all right. You hear that, Larry?
You know, hips aside, though, you know, we're going to talk a lot about the diabetes, and that's why the Jacksonville Herbal League and First Thursday Jacksonville are co-hosting the Jacksonville Diabetes Education and Awareness Summit, 5:30 November 1st at the Salem Center. And we want to thank the First Thursday and the Jacksonville Urban League, and also the City of Jacksonville, who will be issuing a resolution declaring Diabetes Awareness Month. November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and City Council President will be there to read the resolution. I found out that the Honorable Council member from the District 1 will co-MC the event, Joyce Morgan Danford. So we want to make sure that we give her some shout-outs there.
Right.
And thanks to Eli Lilly Diabetes Solution Center for supporting this event, and the Puerto Rican Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. The guest mentioned that diabetes not only is affecting African Americans disproportionately, but also Hispanics. So we're trying to make this a summit where we talk about the diabetes and how we can live with it. That's the main thing. If you have it, you need to know how to live with it. And we appreciate the guests for coming in this morning. And the listeners, if you're listening and you want to talk about, you know, your living with diabetes, is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. We want to hear from you as well. So back to the studios.
Yes, we would love to hear from you know, people who are living with it, or you know, anyone who had it and they were that pre-diabetes, you know, they were in that borderline, and then they were able to eat right and exercise and come out of that pre-diabetic you know, area. So please do call in at 296-2251. And Larry, we also just wanted to highlight that the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center and Helpline is here to help people who may need some assistance to be able to afford their insulin. So that's a big part of our event that's coming up as well. So you just stay tuned to hear more about that. All right, so we're going to move on a little bit and start talking to Anna. Thank you so much, Darlene, for being in here this morning and giving us some information about diabetes.
You're welcome. I thank y'all for having me. You know, one thing we didn't touch on and that I really want you to understand about diabetes is it affects you from head to toe. There's so many things that can happen to you if you don't get checked or you don't control it. We worry about the strokes, the heart attacks, and it can just lose loss of limbs. There's so many things, but I thank you for having me. And I really hope all of the listeners just chime in and, you know, listen and take it into heart and let it become a seed and just really take care of your temples.
All right. All right. Thank you, Darlene. Right. Okay. So, Steve, you said we're ready for a break? All right. Okay. Well, we thank everyone for listening. We're going to take another break. And this is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
All right. Thank y'all for having me.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me, I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
Right, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Lightner, your co-host in the studio with Dr. Danford, and joining us on the line is Larry Williams, and we're continuing our conversation about diabetes. November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and we are having a Diabetes Education and Awareness Summit on November 1st at 5:30 at the Salem Center. So to prepare for that and to even bring more awareness, we have Anna Young, who is a registered dietitian. Is that correct, Anna?
Yes.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're with the Florida Department of Health, so correct. We thank you so much for coming in to share with our listeners and let the community know about diabetes. Now, Anna, Diabetes Awareness Month starts on November 1st, so why is it important to have a whole month focusing on diabetes?
So this is a time when extra efforts are put in place to place nationwide awareness on the signs and symptoms of diabetes, and to encourage people to learn about diabetes. So it affects so many people. There's about 30 million Americans who have diabetes. That's about 9% of the population. Mm-hmm. And one in four adults with diabetes don't even know they have it.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. One in four don't even know that they have it. So they... so go ahead, Larry.
Jarmin, okay, so Anna, then, you know, we say that, you know, November is Diabetes Month. It sounds like it's such a drastic disease for African Americans, and we only spend 1 month focusing on it. I know that they said that's a whole month, but it's almost like February when we celebrate Black History Month. You know, don't we need more than a month?
Yeah, we should be trying to get our blood sugar checked or at the doctor, or just being aware of those symptoms all year round and just trying to stay healthy, like we talked about earlier, exercising, trying to eat right so we don't develop diabetes.
Right. Yes. Now, Anna, there is a program at the Florida Department of Health, and what is that program called? And tell us a little bit about it.
Correct. There's the New Deal Diabetes Program at the Department of Health in Duval County. So it's a program to defeat diabetes through education, awareness, and leadership, so people can take control of diabetes and improve their quality of life. So we perform diabetes risk assessments in the community, and we connect community members to resources to help them, and we provide diabetes self-management education.
Okay. Now, can excuse me, how do people sign up for the free diabetes education workshops that you all offer?
So, yeah, we have free education workshops. So we need a signed referral from their physician. Okay. So they can participate in the program. They can call us at 904-253-1800 to get in contact with us, and we can send them some information packets, some information about our program, so they can, you know, get that free education.
Okay, now you mentioned that they have to have a referral, though. Yes. So they do have to go to their doctor and receive a referral in order to participate in the workshop.
Correct.
Okay. Now, again, listeners, if you want to chime in, you can call in at 296-2251. We are talking about diabetes. If you are living with diabetes or you have reversed your diabetes, we would love to hear your testimony. And that number is 296-2251. So, Anna,
yeah, what about special foods? How are there certain preparations, things we should stay away from? You know, we shouldn't use lard. I know that, right?
Yeah.
In our cooking.
We probably shouldn't use lard. So that kind of gets into what I was going to say about trying to be careful about the holidays. We need to try and make our food maybe a little bit healthier. So maybe we use a light sour cream instead of a regular sour cream in our casserole. Maybe we use less butter or less sugar in some of our food. So just trying to make everything overall a little bit healthier. Trying to eat more vegetables, have some healthy snacks available.
What about olive oil as a substitute?
Yeah.
You know, for...
Yeah, olive oil has good unsaturated fat, so that is going to be better for you than lard.
Oh, certainly lard.
So when we're preparing for the holidays, so the desserts, instead of one cup of sugar, maybe half a cup of sugar for the cakes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, sometimes cakes might get ruined if you, you know, leave out some ingredients like that, but... Things like cobblers or pies, where it's not essential, it might make a difference for that. But things like cakes, you could use an artificial sweetener, or you could try and find a different recipe that is already lower sugar, or try and find some substitutes like applesauce for some of that sugar.
Mm-hmm. What about honey? Can you use honey? Or is that considered?
It's still considered sugar. It is a natural sugar, but yeah, you could use some honey instead of some of that sugar, because it is very sweet, so you might notice it's more potent and you might not need as much.
Okay. So what about fruit then? You know, we're always
a lot of sugar
fruit.
And fruit.
Yeah, fruits are sweet and have a lot of sugar as well. So is that considered to be a healthy snack for someone with diabetes?
Yeah, you just have to have a small portion. So everything in moderation, like you were saying earlier. So you can still eat fruit. It does have that natural sugar in it, but you just have to have balance during the day. So normally a portion size is about half a cup of fruit. So that could be like a small apple, half a banana, something like that, that you could have with your meal. But if you do have diabetes, you should consult with your dietitian or doctor, you know, for your recommendations specifically.
Okay, now, Anna, if you are, excuse me, how can you lower your risk of developing diabetes?
So I know we talked about how genetics and just your race and stuff do make it, do affect your chance for having diabetes, but you can reduce your risk. So because lifestyle is a big factor in that. So being overweight and making unhealthy food choices and not getting enough exercise do increase your risk for type 2 diabetes. So if you are overweight, losing 5-7% of your body weight can make a difference. Making healthier food choices and then trying to be physically active for 30 minutes a day. That'll definitely make a difference.
Okay, so for someone who's out there that may be struggling with their weight, that's just their biggest challenge right now is their weight, but they're not diabetic. So we want to encourage them that they are at risk because of that weight, and that they need to exercise so that they won't tip over into that pre-diabetes. Is that
yes, correct? Okay. Yes. So exercise can lower your blood sugar, and it will work for a short amount of time, but you know, you can't just exercise once and mm-hmm. that's enough. Mm-hmm. So you do have to exercise regularly to help reduce your risk. And 150 minutes a week is recommended for everyone. So
I understand on next week we have the summit here at the Salem Center. Now, Larry, are we serving some healthy food at the summit? Or should we bring our own?
Yes.
Hey, look, I think Jonathan speaks to the food. I haven't been involved with that part of it, so don't blame me for the food.
Okay.
No, we're going to have fried chicken and collard greens.
No, we're not.
Small portions. You only get like a spoonful. No, I'm kidding. No, there is going to be a healthy plate, you know, grilled chicken or a salad. It's going to be a healthy option for everybody. So
yes. We want people to come out and join us.
Yes, we want. It's free and open to the public. If you're available at 5:30 on November 1st to come out and support and hear more about diabetes and the resolution that's taking place in the city of Jacksonville, that's on November 1st at 5:30. We would love to see you there.
Right.
And also for those that have and are living with diabetes, and Jarman mentioned earlier, if you're having problems with your insulin affordability, Eli Lilly has help for you through their Diabetes Solutions Center and Helpline. There'll be brochures there at the summit so that you can get that information on how to get some assistance if you're, you know, having problems with affording your insulin. So this is a great opportunity for all of our listeners in the community at Jacksonville to come out and get some information, not only about how to live with it, but also if you have it, how you can get some help with your purchasing your insulin. So it's a pretty big deal. It's going to be something that many people are dealing with as we move into the holiday season, especially. We have to be conscious of our diet and the types of food that we eat. And I think one of the things that I've been hearing,
how much of it we eat.
Throughout the program this morning has been, Jeremy threw me off, but anyway, moderation.
Yes, moderation.
So, you know, we can still enjoy a lot of things that we do enjoy, you know, the fried chicken, the type of stuff we enjoy and love to eat, but do it in moderation. I guess that's the key word and phrase this morning that we want to have our listeners respond to, and that's moderation.
But, Larry, we should just eat two Popeye's chicken wings. Can we go up to three? You know, the spicy, that's...
On that note, because you're still talking about food. Okay, so we're going to take another break. And this is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
At the 9th annual McKenzie's Run, Saturday, November 18th at the TIAA Bank Field. It's a fun 5K and 1 mile fun run that benefits the foundation that mentors kids, gives middle and high school students a way to mobilize to do good things in our community, and so much more. Jackson DeVille will be there to get us all started. The worship band from the church at 1122 will also be there and lead us. And nonprofits from all over town will be on hand. It's a special time of fellowship, exercise, and fun. Right now, you can nominate a special young person to be the race captain. They could get a $2,500 scholarship. McKenzie's Run, Saturday, November 18th at the TIAA Bank Field. Get signed up and get all the info at praise1079.com.
Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. I'm so glad today I heard
you. I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstance, all I want to do is serve you.
and love you,
love you,
and praise you,
praise you.
You gave me
another chance.
I was broken.
Things you know I've been through.
Sing them, Miranda.
Made me, gave me strength that I can endure.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
In that secret place I'm dwelling.
Safely.
Safely. Ever so bravely.
Your foundation
standeth sure.
Whoop.
I was broke.
Right, welcome back once again to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. We are back. I am Jarmin Leitner in the studio with Dr. Danford, and joining us on the line is Larry Williams. And this is our Entrepreneur Corner, our last segment of the show. And if you are a small business owner or you have any events that are coming up, you can call in at 296-2251 to share your event or to give a shout out to your business, any services or products that you may offer. And we do have a caller on the line already. Good morning, caller. Good morning, Norman.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing well.
Well, hey, it's Saturday morning. I want to get up and tell you guys hi and also talk to y'all about what we're trying to do down here at Northern Budget Blinds in Northern Jacksonville. As you know, I was on the show with you last week, but what we're trying to do, we're looking for a disabled veteran or a spouse of the deceased service member, because when we do big projects, sometimes we have brand new blinds left over, and we want to give these blinds to people who need them.
Okay.
So basically, you can go to, I'm sure a lot of people have social media. You can go to Facebook and look us up at Budget Blinds in Northern Jacksonville. We got a big post written up on it. And we're also on Instagram. Before I had a business, I didn't really have any social media. So at Instagram, you can look us up at B Blinds, the letter N, Jacksonville, and we also have a big post. Basically, if you know someone, you know, call us or go online and send us a message so we can get these blinds to these people.
Okay. All right. Well, that's wonderful. All right. Anybody who's a disabled veteran or the spouse of a deceased veteran, is that correct, Norman?
Yeah. All right. That's what we're looking
for. Okay, I did. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Norman.
Norman,
what's your phone number? How do they reach you besides social media?
Besides social media, you can also Google us and Google Budget Blinds of Northern Jacksonville. And our phone number is 904-515-6156. And Budget Blinds of Northern Jacksonville is a veteran-owned company.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Norman, for calling in.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We do have another caller as well. All right. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Great. Me and my wife, we own the Accentuate Boutique in the Jacksonville Landing. We had a huge response with the Florida Georgia weekend and kickoff this Saturday as well. So we basically got a huge sale for the Florida Georgia Week.
Okay.
And also, we're getting ready to kick off the second annual Taste of the Holidays. We just added five more chefs. The event is going to take place next Saturday inside the Reese Square Mall Event Planning Center. We got some great door prizes, and we will be giving away a diamond ring. The cost of the event is just $25, and you get to check out the best chefs and caterers here on the First Coast.
All right, Michael, well, we're talking about diabetes awareness.
Right.
So can diabetics come to this event and eat?
Now, I hear about the program this morning. Now, we do have some chefs who has some special cooking when it comes to low-calorie meals. And we do got something as well for the fruit lovers as well.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Well, it's a taste, so maybe they'll get just moderation. Remember, small portions of it, so you all can enjoy the taste of the holidays. And how can they reach you for a ticket, or if a business wants to be a vendor, Michael?
Thank you. You can go to Eventbrite, click and tap in Taste of the Holiday event, or you can come to Accentuate to pick up the tickets, or you can call me on my personal cell, 904-625-7937, 904-625-7937. We have sold close to 275 tickets so far, so this event will sell out.
Okay, great. That's it sounds exciting.
I know. It's going to be jazz, so it should be nice. Yes. All right, thank you, Michael. Yes,
thank you. You guys have a blessed weekend.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And I don't know if we have any callers left on the line. If not, just go back and talk about the Jacksonville Diabetes Education and Awareness Summit. That's a plug for that at 5:30 p.m. Next first Thursday, November 1st, at the Salem Center right there where you guys are. And, you can go to the Jacksonville Urban League's website, to Google Jacksonville Urban League, and you'll get that information. You also get the information on the Eli Lilly Diabetes Solution Center, and actually there's a link there and on First Thursday Jacksonville's web page where you can get that information. But we want you to come to the event next Thursday at 5:30 at the Salem Center and hear from the city leaders, folks from the faith-based community, and as well as practitioners who deal with and consult on diabetes on a regular basis. So if you have questions, Doc, what's that phone number over at the Urban League where they can reach Ms. Finley?
It's, of course, 904-723-4007. 723-4007. And Larry, since we're talking about diabetes, and before we hear from our guests again, I want to mention to our listeners that we are collaborating with Humana and Foundation and the University of Florida Health, and with a new program, Health Smart Holistic Health and Awareness Program for Seniors. So the diabetes effort fits right into what we will be doing, and I'll talk more about that at some other time. But I wanted to send that shout out to Humana Foundation. UF received an $820,000 grant, and so we're participating in that at a much smaller level, but at least we're in the door, and we're going to we're partnering in, and it's going to be highly successful. So we look forward to working with you guys in your diabetic efforts, etc. going forward.
Well, we are definitely promoting health and wellness.
Health and awareness. We can't get enough. Yeah. We can't get too much of health and awareness.
Absolutely. Yes,
and Dr. Danford, I want to thank you and the Urban League for taking on this summit and helping make it a success. I know it's going to be a success. It already is. And, we talk a lot about our businesses and our growing our businesses, sustaining our businesses. But if we don't have a good health, we're not going to be able to either start business or sustain them. But, it's important that we put our health ahead of most things in our lives, because if you're not healthy, you can't do what you need to do on a daily basis. And so I really, applaud you and Urban League of Jacksonville and First Thursday. John, you and Glenda, you're doing a great job. And also thanking Eli Lilly for supporting this event.
Well, Larry, there's many organizations and health entities that are working to reduce diabetes, in our communities. And so we want to encourage those entities to continue partnering and collaborating with the various organizations, because it takes all of us, if we're, you know, absolutely. So we don't view this as a one organization fits all. We need all of our organizations and health entities to come forward to help us reduce, you know, the effect here of diabetes.
All right.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I just wanted to chime back in with Anna, who's our registered
yes.
dietitian from the Florida Department of Health, as we're getting ready to wrap up. Now, what are some of the effects if people don't take care of their diabetes? What could happen if they're not getting that blood
check?
You're
going to have your toe removed. I know that.
That's true.
And your foot, and then your leg, and it keeps going up. And you know what happens when it goes all the way up.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Let me let Anna tell
Yeah.
Anna, what could happen? So the risk.
Okay, so there are lots of complications if you're not taking care of yourself and managing your diabetes. So, of course, decreased quality of life, but amputations, it could be more than just a toe if it gets bad. So that's why it's important to check your feet if you do have diabetes, to make sure you don't have any wounds on your feet that you aren't aware of, and, you know, letting it go until it's too late. You can have lots of organ damage, like with your kidneys. So we definitely don't want a problem with that, especially if you're also having high blood pressure. That's can be a problem too.
Now, why is it? We've talked about the feet a lot. Is that where it began? Is that where the signs begin in the feet?
Probably gravity.
Yeah. Okay. So the nerve damage you're not feeling if you have any problems with your feet, and because there's, you know, lots of tiny little blood vessels, so it's affecting your blood vessels and your nerves. And, you know, if you're not looking at your feet, there might be something there that you don't realize. If
so
they
when you
can't
get that
it.
Pedicure, you have to be careful.
That's true.
Okay, and you shouldn't
if
have
you're diabetic.
Yeah, you shouldn't have everyone filing your nail and cutting your toes.
Okay.
You know, because you can it can become infected. Right?
It can become
Infected.
Okay, so your feet can become infected just from getting a pedicure.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have to be careful.
I just got one. I feel for people who can't have a pedicure. Okay, so
we're not talking about a pedicure massage. I like those now, but not all that cutting. You know, I can do without that.
Well, we thank you, Anna, so much for sharing with us. And if someone wants to get any more information about your program at the Florida Department of Health, is there a contact number?
Of course. So you can reach us at 904-253-1800 to get in contact with me and the diabetes program so you can get more information. If they get their referral from their doctor, they can have like an individual assessment with me, or they can attend one of our classes. We have like an 8-hour long workshop that they could attend. Our next one's coming up November 16th. But we also go out into the community and do diabetes presentations. So there's lots of ways for us to get in contact with them and help them out.
Okay, now there is not a cost for the services that you all provide, but that referral from the doctor is required.
Yes.
So it's a free service, but you do have to obtain a referral from your doctor.
And what about medication? Do we get it free or we have to?
We don't provide the medication.
Okay.
You'll have to get that prescribed from your doctor because everyone has different needs. Some people may need insulin, other people do not, and there are different types of insulin too. So, you know, we can't just be handing out one type of insulin to everyone.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And if they need help with that insulin, they can always go to the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center and get help. They can help them navigate through the type of insulin that they need, and also, you know, assist them possibly with their, purchasing of their insulin or obtaining some script that will help them purchase their insulin. So once you have the diabetes and you need that assistance, we're going to have a lot of information about how you can get help with your affording that at the summit next Thursday, November 1st, 5:30 p.m. And thank you, Anna, for coming out and participating with us this morning. Diabetes is a tough disease, and we want to bring as much awareness to it and its disproportionate effect on African Americans and other communities of color on November 1st. So thank you.
Yes, and we just want to emphasize to our listeners, moderation. In order to be healthy, we have to eat in moderation and exercise some discipline in order to exercise and eat right.
Before we go off, Larry, let me mention that I talked earlier about I gave the crime update, and of course we're up to 84 murders. But our city council president Aaron Bowman is reaching out to the community. There will be a task force formed by the city council to address some of the issues around crime. So, if you want to be involved on the task force, applications are due to the city council by Friday, November 2nd. So, you know, we want the community and faith-based organizations, businesses, neighborhoods, civic groups. You know, let's all try to find a way to participate in this task force so we can develop a community strategy to dealing with the crime that we have in our community.
Right. And I have one more very important announcement. Hey, happy birthday to my wife, Francine.
Okay.
I couldn't live the rest of the day without going.
You won't eat.
That was an All right. And our city council president will actually be at the event on Thursday, November 1st. So again, November 1st is the Diabetes Education and Awareness Summit at the Salem Center at 5:30, and it is free and open to the public.